Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Oh, I was on with my bank girl. They got in touch with me in my bank because this is the second time they were trying to take out the company Powerful Health. Is that you're from the fraud for your company? Is that what you
Okay.
are?
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. The way they coded on the statement is definitely not the product name. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different online web-based companies. Let's start with your zip code, please, ma'am.
22401. My bank is going to get in touch with them, the company too, about this amount that they took out on June 7th because they tried to take out the same amount again this weekend. And I have no idea. I just spoke to the guy at the company. I have no idea what it was about. I'm on a limited budget. So like I said, my bank is going to work on this fraud account. They owe me $59.89, but the man at the company switched me over to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see where he said this was fraud on your account. Yes, ma'am. So let's see. I'm pulling up your account now for us.
Okay.
And it'll take just a moment for that to come up. But have you already filed the dispute with the bank or not yet?
No, my bank is going to get in touch with your people, whoever has to handle it from that company that took out the $59.89 on June 7th. They attempted to take out another $59.89. So I got a text in the middle of the night. I happened to go to bed early, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I happened to see the text when I was doing Facebook. And apparently another company in California, $39.99 too. So, you know, they did away with my debit card. I have to go to the bank anyway today. My bank is 27 miles from me. I have another bank here too, a different bank, but, like, I have to go straighten all this stuff out.
Okay, can you verify your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Marion Davern.
Thank you. And is your address 120 Kings Mill Drive, Fredericksburg, Virginia?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. I do see this is for the Bites Hub. It is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. It's a meal planning app. It would help you on your fitness journey.
I never did anything like that. Never. I can't afford to do anything.
It looks like someone was trying to enter to be in a drawing to possibly win a gas card. And when they entered the sweepstakes to possibly be in to win the gas card, this app called the Bites Hub came with it.
And
you recall?
And then they stopped. No, I never did that, but that sounds crazy anyway. They're going to have you enter something, and then they're going to take out money from you, $59.89 a month, if you enter something? That sounds ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions. Yes, ma'am. I do see where we can go ahead and issue a refund for the $59.89, ma'am.
Okay.
That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your
account
is canceled.
I'm sorry. I just want to say I have to figure out how this information got to you or whoever put this down. You know what I mean? So I have to make sure it never happens again.
Yes, and we do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase and have them open an investigation, ma'am. But in the meantime,
okay.
I have got you canceled and refunded. Your refund of $59.89 will be back in your account. In 3 to 5
okay.
business days, you'll have no more
okay.
charges whatsoever. Can I please give you a confirmation number?
Yes, thank you.
C as in Charlie, 92.
One second.
Yes, ma'am.
C92, go ahead.
08-22-18-6.
C920822186, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you very much. You were very helpful. I mean, the lady on my bank side with the fraud, too, also told me 3 to 5 days. So I guess you guys eventually all talk to each other when it comes to the fraud, whichever companies, and you get everything straightened out. I never had this problem in my life. You know, I'm 68 years old, but I never had
this. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. It's a pain in my back. I can tell you that much.
And today, the way everything is with the prices of gas and everything else, it's ridiculous, you know?
And groceries. I bought groceries yesterday,
yes.
And I only bought about $150 worth. Me and my daughter had two bags. It was so sad.
Well, that's what it is. The truck drivers have to pay so much for the gas that the prices are going up for the food, and we have a horrible administration right now. We just have to pray to God that things straighten out.
Yes, ma'am. Anyway, don't get any worse.
So
but yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great week, ma'am.
You too. You too. Bye now.
Thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.